Welcome to the CX Goalkeeper Podcast, where we unlock the winning edge through conversations with industry experts and thought leaders. Each episode explores how transforming business through human experience creates real impact. Join us for actionable insights and fresh perspectives that inspire success. Follow, rate, and review the podcast on your favorite platform. The next episode could spark your next big idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper Podcast. Today in a special session, because it's not the usual episode, but I am with three friends together with me, and we invested a lot of time discussing about customer experience and all the trends and all the important topics around that in the last 2 years, 1.5 years, while we were discussing on the customer 6PA Switzerland Apero or aperitif, trying to meet every second week and discuss about relevant topics in our field. And therefore, today I have Beppe De Vincenti, Federico Cesconi, and Michael Brandt together with me. I'm not saying I, how are you, because then you will answer all together. Therefore, we go once after the other. You are well known on my podcast, and therefore, let's keep really the introduction very short. Federico, could you say two words about you?
Two words, just two, eh? No, my name is Federico. As you said, I'm CEO of Sansif, that you see now here, and active in customer experience since 20 years, probably. Know very well Michael. For that reason, I pass the microphone to Michael for the introduction.
Thank you very much, Federico. So my name is Michael Brandt. I'm a CX consultant and trainer. And I'm based in Lugano, south of Switzerland.
Thank you, Michael. And we go to Beppe.
Yes, and my name is Beppe De Vincenti. I'm a CX consultant too. I'm the managing partner of a company called Nexa Consulting. And we are also in the consulting business all around CX and its multiple domain where you can use CX in an intelligent way in a company.
Thank you, Beppe. And I accept the challenge from Federico. I use two words to describe the three of you, and I would say friends and very passionate.
Three words.
Agreed. Agreed.
And now let's really start the game, kick off the discussion. Today we are going to discuss about trends that we will deep dive also in 2025. And therefore, I will ask to all of you the same question. What's the main trend to follow for 2025? Federico, do you want to start?
Yeah, and it would be very easy to say artificial intelligence, as I said before. But I would go one step further. In my opinion, and it's very hard to give a forecast here. In my opinion, we will see more and more agentic artificial intelligence solutions. So agents that will be able to interact, with data. So helping also, final clients to solve problems. This will be one of the trends, I'm 100% sure. But if Sam, my friend Sam of OpenAI, is correct, by the end of the year, we should have a kind of big revolution by the end of the year 2025. I'm not talking about 2024. So let's see if it's right. I'm quite skeptical that they will be able to deliver general artificial intelligence by the end of the year, but this is the plan according to Sam.
Thank you, Federico. Perhaps one question to better understand what you mean with agentic AI. Could you please describe that? What it's in your mind when you share these two words?
Yes, let's put it in the simplest way. So let's say you as a client, you want to book a trip. And when I say a trip, a full trip from booking the plane, booking the hotel, booking, the taxi driver that comes to pick you at the airport, basically you will have the possibility to describe to an agent that will talk to you what are your needs, what you want, and then you know, this agent will pass every task, small task, to the other agents. They will come back with the solution. They will show you the solution. Like, you know, if you go to into a travel agency, you know, interacting with a man, and then you say, okay, this is what exactly I need, and then they will book for you, and etc. So explain really on a more, let's say, useful way from the human perspective. On the technical point of view, you will not interact just with OpenAI, but you will interact with a lot of other entities, not you directly, but the agents that is able to talk to you. And then basically you will have a team working for you to book your fantastic holidays at the Caribbean.
That's a nice wish, this holidays. And now let's move from the AI guru to the AI student, because we know that Pepe is doing a lot of studies around artificial intelligence and so on. And it's extremely important, this continuous learning. Therefore, let's move to Pepe. What is the trend that you foresee for 2025?
Okay. So to say AI, it's so easy that we let the easy answer to Federico. As you know, we did since 2017 a study on the status of customer experience in the Swiss companies. Since 2017, when we ask which are the biggest challenge that companies are facing in CX, there is one answer that is coming always on the first three places. It's always winning a medal. And this is culture and employee culture for the company, skills, but mainly it's culture. And if I took a look at this year's answer, this is the biggest challenge for the company. But then we ask how they will invest, if they invest in CX. And one first trend that I would like to say is CX isn't dead yet, like we thought maybe last year this time. And investments are coming in CX, maybe also because of AI, because many AI projects are linked to customer experience. But if we see which are the top domain in which company will invest this year, the first place is in training for employees. So culture is a challenge, and companies see the need to invest in their employees. So for me, this be maybe it's not a trend, it's something that is happening actually, but for next year will be surely a topic. How we can improve and empower our employee and let them become more customer focused.
Thank you, Beppe. It's really interesting, because empowering employees means empowering them with additional skills, soft skills, content skills, and so on, but also supporting them, enhancing them, using, leveraging this agentic AI that Federico brought to us and explained to us. And now let's go to Michael. Michael, which trend do you foresee for 2025?
Well, I'm going to cheat and I'm going to give you two. And both are linked to what Federico and Beppe said. So I'll start with Beppe. Beppe was talking about employees, and I think we're going to see an increase in companies focusing on the employee experience. We say a lot, you know, that happy employees makes for happy customers. I don't think the correlation is quite as strong as that. But nevertheless, I think companies are going to realize that they have to focus more on the customer, on the employee experience than they have been doing in order to improve their customer experience. And I think one of the main reasons for that is also because, you know, a high turnover, if you get people leaving, then you keep having to retrain people. And if you have people who just started the job, who are dealing with customers, it tends to make for a little bit of a difficult experience. So I think companies are going to realize that in order to maintain a relatively stable workforce, which will also help to improve the customer experience, they're going to have to also focus more on the employee experience. The second point was something, you know, that relates to what Federico was saying, and that is, you know, as we see an improvement in data analytics and the availability of data, I think we're going to see a move towards increased personalization. So, you know, hyper-personalization. I dislike the term a little bit because, you know, when we talk about hyper-personalization, it tends to sound exaggerated. And I think, you know, companies are going to have to find the right balance because, you know, if something is really, really over-personalized, it can become creepy. You know, then, you know, people can start asking, well, how's my data being used actually? You know, just how much does this company know about me? I mean, has it ever happened to any of you that you've been talking to your wife about something and then you turn your computer on, go to Google, and you have all of a sudden adverts for exactly the kind of thing you were speaking to your wife about, right? I mean, that might be coincidence, but it's kind of spooky nevertheless, right? And I think it gives people a bad feeling. So personalization is great. I think that's important. And I think we'll see an increased trend in that. I just hope that, as I say, companies manage to find the right balance in their efforts to make the customer experience easier.
We accept your two trends. I think they are very, very relevant and key. And I think I really like this mix of employee experience, developing our employees, ensuring that they stay with us. Because I was discussing a few days ago with some friends that people stay at maximum 3 years in a company and then they are leaving. And that's quite difficult for companies to keep going and focus on long-term results. And the second point that you mentioned, I use the words of Federico, the segmentation of one, it means in every segment is only one person in there. That's the hyper-personalization, perhaps not only on the customer side, but also on the employee side. Moving to what Beppe said, developing our employees, and for sure AI is the key topic. Now we looked into the future, but perhaps based on the fact this is an end-year recording, beginning of next year, we are also reflecting about what we learned during this year. And therefore, the same question to all three of you. And now let's start with Beppe. What is your golden nugget or Beppe's golden nugget that you want to share with the audience, something that you learned throughout 2024?
I think what you more or less spoiled before, saying that I'm an AI student. I think what I learned this year is that it's quite complicated. If you don't have to manage a company, or like me, be independent, you can also be in a company and work and have a workload, a family, hobbies, and so on. But how important has become to continuous learning and still be up to date, because what is happening right now, I mean, let's think about how many people can understand what Federico said before when he started talking about agentic AI. And I mean, it's becoming key for CX professional to keep up to speed on those topics, and the importance that such a continuous learning has with the revolution that we are living, it's absolutely fundamental. This is my golden nuggets. Let's stay angry. Let's continue to learn, because it's key for yourself, your career, but also because it opens your point of view, and it's fascinating. So I know it's very difficult. I experienced it by myself this year with family and work and all the rest, but this is really, really important. Continuous learning.
Thank you very much, Pepe. And now let's move to Michael. Michael, sure. What's your golden nugget from 2024?
So first of all, I'd like to say, you know, about what Pepe just said, I think that's absolutely great. And even at my advanced age, you know, past retirement age maybe, but I'm still hungry for knowledge. And I think that's something that keeps you incentivized. It keeps you motivated learning new stuff. So absolutely agree with Pepe on that. I think, you know, what I learned during 2024 is that we don't have a crystal ball, right? You know, the number of people saying CX is dead, you know, that's rubbish, right? I think CX isn't dead, and it's not dying anytime soon. I think, you know, that it evolves, right? Like everything, you know, it evolves with society, you know, with the environment, and I think that's what's happening. I think CX is evolving. And so I think, you know, the doomsayers, the people say, you know, CX is dead, you know, you're going to have to look for a new job soon. And I think I can say that they're wrong.
Thank you very much, Michael. And now let's move to our AI guru and let's learn what Federico learned about LLMs, or even more specific tools.
No. You will be surprised. You will be surprised, because I will not touch the artificial, or okay, I will partially touch the artificial intelligence. But something I learned, especially in the last two quarters of the year, and a link probably to what Michael said, I see, unfortunately, a lot of companies questioning if customer experience is really delivering the value they expect. And even worse, they are disinvesting in customer experience, which, in my opinion, is totally foolish, because at the end of the day, in one way or the other, you always deliver a customer experience. You probably, as a company, don't manage the customer experience, but this is a different story. If you go to the market and sell a product or sell a service, you are delivering a customer experience. Then you can say, okay, I don't want to manage the customer experience. I don't want to have anything about the customer experience, but don't tell me customer experience is dead, because customer experience will be always there. You want to manage or not, this is a different question, but pay attention to one thing, and this I link again to artificial intelligence. At least in my company, the way, and you know very, very good, Greg, and also Beppe and Michael, if you want to deliver something, if you want to include artificial intelligence in a process, in a product, you must start from the customer experience. There is no way, you cannot start from the technology and go to the customer experience, but you have to start with the customer experience. What exactly, what are the value in the customer experience you want to deliver, and go backwards to the technology. So I'm totally against the people that say customer experience is dead, because it's not true. And I'm totally against people are disinvesting in customer experience.
I can say thank you very much.
I have a lot of friends.
Sorry, Federico.
No, I mean, I have a lot of friends around, probably.
Now, Greg, what's your golden nuggets for 2024? Yeah.
Oh, that's a big question, and I'm not prepared for that. Basically, basically, I'm really trying to think through and to share something that it's valuable and perhaps not repeating what you were saying. What I found out is it's Federico spoke about customer experience and focus on the customer. And I take this point and I put it into the employee experience that Michael shared earlier. If you have the right people on board, you can really create and do everything and achieve great results. And therefore, my learning is really focusing not only on the customer experience, but on the human experience and onboarding people on time for the change, for the transformation that you are willing to perform and to drive. The sooner you have the people on board, the better the results you can achieve. Even if all the businesses are getting more and more complex, in every and I'm speaking about not customer interaction, customer interacting with the companies, but I'm speaking with the internal governance, I'm speaking about internal processes, I'm speaking around all these committees that are there, and you need to go to every committees and ask for approval to do something. And they discuss about content, about functions without really understanding what they're speaking about. And my point is really, let's onboard all these people with the big hope that we can extremely simplify how companies internally works. I cannot understand, and I will never accept that we offer to the customer the best possible apps within one click, they can buy stuff and they can do everything. And on the other side, customer service representatives, agents, in a simple words, needs to use seven different tools, and perhaps they still don't see real time the information, and the customer is calling in and has more information compared to the agent. And therefore, I think this focus totally makes sense. But this is my show, but you are the guest, you are on the spotlight, and therefore I stop speaking. I want only to say from my heart, Beppe, Michael, and Federico, thank you very much. It was really great to have this year together with you, having this discussion. I really enjoy what Beppe said, continuous learning. Yes, I'm learning every week or every second week together with you, and I'm not paying for that. That's even better. And thank you very much. It was great, and I really hope that we continue this collaboration all together. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
And I stop recording.